USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the Inspector General's report, calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In USA News for Your Health, Alzheimer's disease growing at a rate of epidemic proportions. In 2010, there were almost 500,000 people newly diagnosed, but by 2030, the number of new cases expected to rise by 35% as the population ages.
People are living longer. As you go from 65 up, it increases significantly and becomes a common disease.
Dr. Lisa Billers, chief of neurology at Kaiser Permanente in Georgia, says you notice it when a family member or friend can't remember recent things.
The problem in Alzheimer's disease is that you can't encode new memories. So those memories don't stick. They might not recognize someone that they don't know very well but have seen a few times before, things like that.
Dr. Billers says there is medication, but it doesn't reverse the disease. It can slow it down.
Aricept. And then there's also Namenda. Those are the two main categories of drugs. They've been on the market for a long time. They work for some people, but not everyone.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A report, North Korea throwing insults at President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump said of his relationship with North Korea's leader as he left the White House on Saturday,
"The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it."
Hours later, he tweeted that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, would never want to void their special relationship by undertaking any hostile acts. But now a North Korean official says in a statement that Trump is a thoughtless and sneaky old man. The North saying it has no plans to cave into U.S. pressure, saying the Trump administration's been trying to buy time ahead of a deadline set by Kim to resume meaningful nuclear talks by the end of the year. Kim Jong-un wants sanctions lifted before he gets rid of a nuclear program. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump in the Christmas spirit, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping to spread holiday cheer.
The Marine Toys for Tots is one of my favorite events during the Christmas season. Thank you to all of the children who are here today to help.
The First Lady was at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington, D.C. for the annual Marine Toys for Tots program. She joined dozens to help separate and collect toys for children in need this holiday season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.